we have to fear is fear itself.
My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country. As always, on the
right. It's me, boy.
That's right. And tonight, we get to talk a little bit of celebration.
Heck yeah, baby.
Listen, we know Bread and Circus. We got it.
We got it, dude.
I get it. I know wrestling's fake.
Of course.
You know wrestling's fake.
Of course. It's still real to me, damn it.
Do I want to turn on and watch a tables, ladders, and chairs match? Yeah. I kind of do.
Do I want to see Nikita do the splits on another woman's face? Of course I do.
Absolutely. I'm a human male.
Yeah, come on now.
From yeah, that was a time. Do I want to sit and watch some gladiators fight for my?
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Seriously, your shekels as you were.
Yeah, of course, dude. Because right it's after like I watched the game, I turned on the UFC pay per view. And then watched that. You know what I mean? It's, of course, dude, it's Bread and Circus. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've always said you can consume from the system if you understand what you're consuming and what the system is, right?
Right.
So you can have a foot in and a foot out, you know, just because I watch football and the Niners are my favorite team doesn't mean I'm going to go get a shot or a booster or stand on a fucking dot in a grocery line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, if the Niners, you know, play like shit or they have a bad game or whatever, like, yeah, it's bummed because you're like, oh, that sucks. Like, it's the same when, you know, your favorite wrestler would lose the title match at the very end of the fight or some whatever, you know, you're bummed, but you're like, okay, time for me to move on.
That's it, dude. I know, I totally get it, man. It's funny though, because like I will say it's a lot easier to be that like to have that mindset
for sure
if your team wins pretty often.
Of course, yeah,
like if your team fucking sucks, every day you put on your jersey, you're like, I don't even why I'm why am I even doing this anymore,
dude?
This is not fun.
But imagine the highs when they're killing. Like, imagine being a Lions fan right now.
Oh yeah,
Like this guy, I was watching this story. This dude, he kind of went viral in Detroit because they showed him, and this dude just bursts out in tears. He's like uncontrolled crying, unconsolable, just a mess, dude.
Yeah.
And so they're like, the biggest thing him and his dad shared were being Lions fans. And his dad passed away, you know, 20 years ago, and they buried him in a Lions jacket. So for him to be at that game and watch them win, like, you know, it made him think of his dad and whatever. I was like, damn, dude, that's a cool story for a team like the Lions that hasn't been to an NFC championship game in fucking 32 years, dude.
Yeah.
32 years. I was 7.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good crazy
for them. They're going to get sweet, but good for them. Like, I'm super, honestly.
Yeah, we're going to beat the shit out of them.
We're going to beat the piss out of them, but I am genuinely happy that, like, that fan base got to see, you know, what's taking place up to this point.
Because when they
get their dick blown off, it's still going to be fucking cool for the Lions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally get it, man. Because it's like, for baseball, I'm not an avid baseball watcher. I have a favorite team that I support, and it's the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
And there's like a whole story behind that as to why I'm even a Giant fan. Because we all grew up Giant fan or Dodger fans in our house. Like everybody in our family, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. And
So we were just always Dodger fans. And I remember when I decided not to be a Dodger fan anymore, it was when my dad and I got free tickets to go to a Dodger game from a guy on my baseball team at the time and his dad. And my dad and I drove, you know, out there and we watched a baseball game and they were playing the Giants. And I remember, I can't remember exactly what it was, and I'm sure I've told this story differently each time, but something happened to where a couple guys wanted to jump me and my dad.
Oh, shit.
And it was along the lines of, like, bumped into somebody.
And they were also Dodger fans?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. Sounds yeah, about course. Right.
Right?
Yep.
And my dad was like, dude, like, I'm on a ball game with my little boy.
Yeah.
Like... Also, I'll fucking dust every last one of you,
right?
If I have to.
Yeah, don't make me.
Like, yeah, to protect my kid here.
Of course, yeah.
And of course, I was confused. I was scared.
Yeah.
But I remember this. And we were going home, and I said, Dad, I don't want to watch the Dodgers anymore.
Damn.
And he said, son, I get it. I understand. And I didn't watch baseball for a little while. After
damn,
that.
Dude. So that had a good effect on you then.
Yeah, yeah. Because
how old were you?
Man, dude, I had to have been like 9.
Okay, so you're about Dom's age, dude. Yeah,
9
I could
or 10. Somewhere in that realm.
Yeah, I can see that having a similar effect on him for sure at that age.
Like Barry Bonds was still playing, and I remember Barry Bonds actually jacked a I think he hit 2 that night.
Probably that was during right. That was during his prime.
Yeah,
he was all,
you know,
fucking geared up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we'll call it that. And I didn't watch baseball for a couple years, and then when I decided to start watching baseball again, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a Giant fan.
Oh yeah,
because they hate each other.
Yeah. Well, I think most teams hate the Dodgers, to be fair.
Most teams and probably most fan bases.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not a, you know me, dude, I fucking rarely watch baseball. Like, I watch baseball during playoffs, and that's about it.
Yeah, I meant when we were talking about baseball, is like, I watch the Giants. That was the story of why I watched them. But I watch the Giants if they're in the World Series or the playoffs and they're doing really well.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I start to watch baseball.
Yeah. You know, but I would say if I had a team, it would be the Padres.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't have anything against any team in particular, except for the Dodgers, because not necessarily the organization is ass. And we saw that last season.
Yeah.
With them wanting to do the whole fucking satanic trans bullshit. That has no place in sports. You know what I mean? But they also have the single worst fan base in any sport.
Yeah.
Like, I would say 98% of them are terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's like for all of the teams across that city.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Clippers, Kings, Lakers.
I'm including every single sport. You could, lacrosse teams, dude. Like, you know, the San Diego Seals. You could throw them in there. Like, I'm talking like WNBA. You can mush them all together.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers fan base takes a cake as the shittiest players or shittiest fan base for sure.
Yeah. Well, this is where I was going with, like, what you brought up earlier about people being excited for a team that, you know, they may even know that, you know, it's all a show.
Yeah.
But it's like rooting for your favorite wrestler or your favorite, you know, whatever, you know. Yeah. Like, hey ladies, have you ever watched The Bachelor? If you have, tell me you didn't hope one bitch won and the rest of them lost.
Yeah. Come on. It's the same reason people cry at movies, right? Yeah. It's the same reason people are upset Iron Man died. Like, guess what, dude? The guy that played him is going to be at the premiere. He's alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, dude, in 2010, probably what was that, maybe like 3 years, 2 or 3 years after I first started watching hockey, because from the day I started watching hockey till now, I've always watched one team.
Yeah,
it just was fate. It kind of happened that way. They were playing one night, I was like, these guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah,
stuck with them. 2010, they went to the Stanley Cup.
Oh yeah.
And they played the Chicago Blackhawks and we lost in game 5. And I was like devastated.
Yeah.
For like a day.
Well, but
because I was like, man, I had so much enjoyment. I remember like watching the games with like my boys at the time, you know, like I was just out of high school a couple years. And it was like a cool experience because as many years as I've been alive being a Niner fan, we have won the Super Bowl, but I just don't remember it.
Right.
Because I was just a little one.
Ooh, I remember.
Because when was our last Super Bowl? 96?
94, 90 season. The 94-95 season.
Okay, so 94-95. Yeah, I was four.
Yeah. Yeah, 94-95. I was 10. I was going to turn 10. I was turning 10 in June.
Yeah, see, I was too young to remember it. And I, you know, at 4 years old, are you like, yeah, my fucking team, you know?
Yeah.
You're just like, dad's happy and mom's happy, so I guess I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad and I made like a big banner on a sheet. We fucking spray painted like Go Niners, fucking hung it on our balcony after the game was done and woke up the next morning and it was covered in egg and all kinds of other shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's only because, you know, we had just moved to Santee from Ramona.
Yeah.
And we were playing the San Diego Chargers in the Super Bowl. So people were like very upset that the Niners won. You know what I
beat
mean?
Beat the shit out of them that game.
Beat the, yeah, it was like 49 to like 27 or something.
This is like way before they started rigging games.
Yeah. Well, this was before they started allowing sports betting. You know what I mean? And now, like, so, you know, well, actually, let's get into that a bit, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay, this is what I want to know. That, all that shit we just said was to bring me to the point about how you brought up earlier how cool it was to see these Detroit Lions fans, like, so excited. Yeah, because even though I'm a Giant fan, I happened to pick a great team because, like, they won every other year for, like, 3 years straight. I was a Cubs fan when the Cubs were in the World Series.
Okay.
Because I was like, dude, 100 years?
Yeah.
100 years?
Which is one of the coolest, like, sports curse stories around, which would be a good episode for us to do, like, one on sports curses.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Again, because I think sports are no longer pure. And maybe they never were.
Right.
Like, in its entirety. Right. Like at the professional level. But when you legalized betting.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the end of it, dude.
Dude.
Because now it's so easy.
Now this is like WWF going to WWE.
Yeah.
Like, well, now we have to fix it.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten so big.
Yeah. And the cat's out of the bag. You know what I mean? Like, for a long time, it was like one of the worst kept secrets that, like, wrestling is fake. Right. Because there was always at least a generation, and it was that new incoming generation that was like, oh, this is real. Like, that guy's bleeding. It's real.
Yeah.
You know? But now, like, sports betting is completely 100% legal, and so many fucking places have sports books, right? You can go on ESPN and bet. There's plenty of fucking mobile apps to download and bet from, and parlays and this and that. So you really think, because it's banned for, they say it's banned for the athletes to bet on sports, right? You really think that those guys are not betting on sports?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially their games or a parlay where they're involved.
Yeah, you mean that I get to bet on myself? Yeah. Not catching this next pass?
Yeah, you want to bet that I catch less than three passes? You got it, dude. I'm going to drop six of them. Maybe that's why fucking Travis Kelce has dropped so many passes this season. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, dude. Well, and then you start to get, like, they're like, we need more people. What better way to do that than bring Taylor Swift in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you have a new set of eyes on the game. Now you have people like, oh, what are you doing? What's that? Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. I love Travis Kelce.
Well, see, and here's the thing. I think they had to change the script early in the season because no one gave a fuck about Taylor Swift.
Or they're still Pfizer trying guy. To push that. Yeah,
right?
Pfizer, Mr. Pfizer.
And here's why, like, because I do see some people coming out right now saying, actually, it's going to be Lions, Chiefs for the Super Bowl because red and blue make purple, and purple was on the set. Like, I saw these videos.
Okay.
And I was like, no. The reason being it wouldn't be is because no one would fucking care about that game.
No. No one would watch it.
Nobody would care if it was Ravens, Chiefs.
Yeah. No one wants the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Or like, not Ravens, Chiefs, but Ravens, Lions.
Yeah.
No one would watch that.
Lions fans would be stoked.
Lions fans would.
Yeah.
And maybe people would just watch just to see the Lions, if the Lions would win.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to watch the Chiefs win again.
No.
And they would let the Chiefs win again because, okay, maybe we can still roll with the Taylor Swift thing.
Yep.
You know, his brother's retiring. He's going to get a ring. He's going to retire.
He'll be there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's tough. And it's funny because I encountered some trolls today on the internet, if you can believe that.
No fucking way.
Yeah, dude. So Prime... What was it? NFL on Prime had posted a picture of Mahomes and Kelce and said, where do you rank them on the all-time pass catch duo list? And I simply put was overrated. That's it. Right? Now, granted, my personal Instagram page has been, ever since I logged on and I refused to change it until the Niners win another Super Bowl, has been the Quest for Six shield, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've had that since I met you.
Yeah. The first day that I made an Instagram, that was the profile picture. And I vowed I'm not going to change it until they win another Super Bowl. Yeah, it's fucking silly. It's whatever. I could care less, you know?
Yeah, but also, so is watching anything at all ever on TV ever.
Yeah. You know, so it's a silly sports superstition, fucking rolling with it, you know?
Yeah, it's like a rally cap.
Yeah, exactly, you know? But I put overrated. People are like, oh, you're just mad. No, why am I mad? I'm mad about what? Like, are they a great pass-catching duo? Of course they are. Do you want me to say that they're number one? Because they're not. I could put them at five, maybe. You know what I mean?
I'd say four or five, yeah.
Yeah, which is, I think, fair. They're still not done playing. Like, they still have a lot of time left. You know what I mean? 2-3 seasons, I would guess, at least for Kelce. But, you know, people were like, you're just mad because we beat you in the Super Bowl. Like, dude, that was 5 years ago. I'm good. It's all good. Like, I'm not... It sucked.
Yeah, listen.
But I'm good.
Also, if we watch the same game, you know the script went
that way. Yes. And anybody who's like, you salty, bro? Or like taking shots at me because I said overrated, not one person was like, well, then where would you put them on the list? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think that they would be disappointed in that, you know? But I did corner one kid.
Well, I know. Hold on. Let me say this. To be fair, we're having these conversations. Like, and when I say we, I mean like hooligans.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine being aboard the Nebuchadnezzar, but you can still phone into the Matrix.
And yeah. You still got to enter the Matrix.
That's literally us, right? That's what we do.
Yeah. I'm sure Neo pops in for a steak every now and again.
Yeah. But we're having these conversations with people that don't know that, like, sports are rigged.
Yeah.
It's just for entertainment. And they're all window lickers.
Of course they are. Because so like, they get really mad when you talk shit about their guy, right? Yeah. and it's like, dude, listen, I'm totally fine taking criticisms or whatever about any player, any coach, anything on our team. Because I understand that depending on the week and who we're playing, that could all change based on how they want the outcome to be. You know what I mean? So this kid is like, well, you're just mad because you guys got like a bargain pick that happened to take you to that accidentally took you to the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. And I'm like, why would I be mad about that? I'm actually really excited about that because we have this kid that you're paying who's on a rookie contract, but the pay is based off of the last pick in the draft. we don't have to pay him for another 2-3 years. So that's great. And he's gotten us to the NFC Championship twice. You know, so people constantly shitting on Brock Purdy, right? And here's my theory on why. And it's and I honestly, I think it's because he is so well reserved. He's a very focused kid. He's only 24 years old, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing at a high level already. But I think the fact that obviously he's a straight white male who puts all of his faith in Christ,
mm-hmm.
and never takes any credit for anything, this guy, right?
This guy.
He shows up like he's fucking ready for Bible study every fucking week. You know what I mean? He's able to command an offense full of veterans who respect him highly, which is very hard to do, yeah. especially in your first 2 seasons, dude.
Yeah, taking orders from a kid.
Taking orders from someone who's fucking far younger than you and has no idea how this league works, right? So ever since, and I'm going to say ever since the beginning of this season, everybody's been waiting for Purdy to fail. You know what I mean? And the way, like, people just go hard on this kid, dude. I'm like, man, this guy, he has his strong faith in the Lord. He's fucking engaged. He spends his free time over at his fiance's family's farm driving combines and shit. Like, this, everything that the establishment hates at the moment is what he represents, right? This kid doesn't get political at the podium. Talks about football. It's never about him. It's always about everyone else.
Yeah.
And he does great shit for the community. But everybody talks about how he's just lucky because he has a great supporting cast. And Kyle Shanahan's a great offensive-minded coach. And he's just the quarterback whisperer. And that's how it works. Everybody's spending too much time talking about Brock and being MVP and all that shit. You know? And it gets worse every single game that he wins. It's like, I don't understand it. I'm like still trying to figure out, okay, what is the reason why these people are just attacking this kid, right? Like,
yeah,
everybody said, hey, we're gonna be real fucking straightforward and say he doesn't deserve to be put in league with the big dogs because we haven't seen a comeback performance yet. He gives them a comeback performance, and they're like, well, it wasn't a big enough comeback. Dude, it was – what do you mean it wasn't big? It was a conference game. The game's on the line to send us to the NFC Championship game.
After a first week
– basically, Purdy hasn't played in almost 3 weeks because he didn't play the final game of the season, and we had a bye, and then we had another week after that to get to the game. Right. So there's a bunch of offensive starters that didn't play for close to 3 weeks. It's something like 19 days, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had like a hellish practice and this and that, but it's not the same. Right. Especially when you come out and play in a fucking downpour.
Yeah.
So this kid engineers a final drive that rivals some of the greatest that we've seen for the Niners. Mind you, the catch. You know the whole catch? Anybody familiar with football? There's the catch with Joe Montana, right? During that game, and Dwight Clark, during that game, because everyone always talks about Joe Montana threw 3 touchdowns, and then there was that final drive to Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone. Yep, you're right. But he also threw 3 interceptions. If they had lost that game, you know how they would have fucking ripped Montana?
Yeah.
Right? Purdy doesn't throw 1 interception throughout that whole game. Jordan Love throws 2, who had a decent game.
Yeah, he really did.
And
he was very calm in the pocket.
He, dude, Green Bay's got a bright future with that kid. But when you look at the numbers, they're not that far off. The biggest difference is Purdy didn't throw any interceptions. You know what I mean? Yeah. So people are like, well, some of those plays came in chunk plays. And okay, so now we're just going to keep moving the goalposts. Like, why do you guys hate him? If he came out and said BLM or I'm a fucking trans fucking ally or all this other shit, media would love him. You know what I mean?
Probably.
But he's not. He's not.
Probably. And well, you know what's really, it's really funny, and I wanted to bring this up too. So Ghost from Third Eye Podcast. What is it? Third Eye Blind. Great band. God damn it. No, I want to give him credit. Jesus Christ. Don't mind me. I'm just, you know.
He's super high.
Just a little bit. Ghost. Yeah, My Third Eye Podcast. Jesus Christ. You guys know him. You love him. He's been on the show. I've been on his show. He's a Packers fan, and we're in this group chat, and he was like, I know it's fixed, but good luck today. And I was like,
yeah, of course.
Man, you too. And we watched it. And then after the game, he texted me. He was like, man, that was a hell of a game.
It was. All-time great playoff game.
And I go, yeah, dude. I go, you know what that was like? I go, that was like watching WrestleMania.
Yeah, dude.
Pins and needles. Entertainment, and I was fucking hella entertained.
Dude, okay. So let me walk you through how the game went at my house. All right? So I have a tradition anytime the game comes on. Put on my Color Rush. All black and red fucking jersey, Patrick Willis jersey. And I put on my 49er shield hat, right?
Footing.
And sometimes I might mix it up with the hat, but if they start losing, I got to fucking find my red hat, right?
Yeah.
And which, honestly, you know, when you talk about sports superstition, Christmas Day, the Niners played the Ravens. I hate watching the game at someone else's house. I hate it. Yeah. I fucking hate it. And I had to watch the game at my in-laws' house. I'm convinced that that game was actually not rigged, but they lost because I was at someone else's house.
Yeah, you remember the one where the fucking power turned off?
Yeah, dude, that was Super Bowl 2012. When Harbaugh coached against Harbaugh. 12.
Are you sure?
Positive. Jim Harbaugh coached against John Harbaugh in New Orleans.
Dude, and the lights went out after I thought it was the same year that the Flyers went to the Stanley Cup. And I was stoked on that year.
Nope, it's 2012 because...
I'm going to look it up.
I was about to fight my wife. And I think your wife was actually there too. I was about to fight my wife because after the end of the game, I'm just sitting mad as fuck. And she goes, looks over at me and goes, you going to cry? And I fucking look at her, I go, right now is not a good time.
Yeah.
And everyone went, and fucking walked outside.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, really? I just want to know the years.
Fact check it.
Niner Super Bowl appearances. Not appearances.
Just put in 2012 Super Bowl.
Okay, no, it's 2013. 2012, 2013, yeah.
2012 to 13 season.
Okay, so yeah, the last one before that was, it was 94-95 season.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, I was 94, I was 5 in 94. Yeah, because I was born in 89. Anyways. Yeah, 2013. Yeah, I was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Because sure. That was the first Super Bowl we'd ever lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All five that we went to, we won.
Yep.
And that was the first one we lost. And then when we played Kansas City, that was the year that
they started rigging Super Bowls.
hardcore.
Yeah.
Again, not one holding penalty was called against the best defensive line in the league.
Yeah.
All night long. They're just that good. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Bullshit. Yeah,
but
and that offensive line of theirs loves to hold people. By the way,
yeah. So they went. They've been with their overall 5-2 in the Super Bowl, but and so not like bad. That's part of the game, dude. This is what I was gonna tell you the other night too, because I was thinking about this. We're literally fucking hunger. Like, we're Hunger Games.
Yes.
We just, like, our districts
mm-hmm.
are our teams.
Yeah, basically.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's like Hunger Games, Green Street Hooligans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For sure.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, your team that you choose, whichever it may be. And some people are like down to the core of like, if I'm born here, these are all my teams.
Yeah.
Like my area code is my team.
Yeah.
And I'm not leaving because of, like, some people don't even leave their area. Like, they don't ever move away.
Yeah.
Because that's where their teams are.
Right.
Of course, that's probably how generational, like, trash is kind of.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dragged
through. That's how Eagles fans are made. God, what a terrible fucking fan base.
But yeah, like, the more that you think about it, man, like, professional sports is just the Hunger Games.
Yes, dude. That's why.
That's all it is.
Like, interestingly enough, there have been more murders at Dolphins games this season than they have playoff wins, which is, like, insane to think about. That's an actual stat. They've had two people murdered at the home games this season, and they won a wild card game. Like, it's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, the NFL generates a grip of fucking money, dude. So if you're going to say that betting doesn't have a sway on the outcome, you're lying.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of, last night, because today's Monday, right? Last night, when the Chiefs won, I was pissed because I was like, God damn it.
Again. Yeah, we got to see it again.
Oh my God, they're so good. Is there any other person that can throw the ball sidearm like this guy?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, like my son. Have you seen my son? That's what he only knows how to throw sidearm.
Yeah.
They were like shooting off fireworks. And I was like, oh, you guys know you suck this year.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the AFC championship game.
No, it was a divisional round playoff game.
That's next week. And you probably know that the Ravens are going to beat the shit out of you.
Dude, no team in the AFC is getting past the Ravens. Sorry.
I don't think so. I think it's a Niner Ravens rematch, just like the script says it should be.
Yeah.
There's been no nod either way towards outcome.
No. So. But I mean, it very well could be that the Super Bowl is. And listen, I know that there has been rigged Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But why wouldn't they just be like, hey, we're going to put whoever we want in the Super Bowl, who we think are the two best teams, and then let them actually play football? Like, how fucking fun would that be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It could be one of those years. Who knows?
Yeah, fucking best man wins.
Because I know the Lions are good. I'm not going to take anything from
them. Of course they are. Yeah, you don't get to this point without being good.
But they're also not that good.
No, they can get got, for sure.
Well, I just saw the 9-8 Buccaneers put up, like, what was it, 27 points against them or some shit like that?
Yeah. Yeah, during the first half of that game, it was extremely close. I'd say during the first three quarters of that game, it was a lot closer than the Lions would have liked.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then you have that dude, fucking Gardner, who is like one of their safeties, talks a lot of shit. He was going in on Debo earlier in the season for no reason. And like, he never even fucking played against them.
Yeah.
And he's making a big deal about, he was trashing fucking Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, has a pretty good fucking playoff record. And he's not a bad quarterback at all, by any means. But he picks him off of a tipped pass.
23.
He picks Mayfield off of a tipped pass, which, in my opinion, should not go against the quarterback. That stat should be an interception off of the receiver if it's tipped, right? But picks off a tipped pass, and then he acts like he's the fucking hottest thing cooking. That's the only play that dude has made that's meaningful in most of the season. You know what I mean? So I expect this week for him to fucking start talking. The last time that happened, the last time that happened was when the Eagles did that shit. They were way too focused and took everything way too personal. And then look at them. Like, the Eagles organization, essentially after the Niners beat them, took a metaphorical Glock, put it in their mouth, and pulled the fucking trigger. They panicked. They fucking got blown out of the playoffs super quick. They demoted their fucking defensive coordinator. They started pointing fingers at everybody. it usually does not end well when they start fucking talking all that shit.
Yeah, dude, have you seen that like little video that went around where someone stitched in like the Eagles stadium?
Mm-hmm.
And it was that clip of Shane Gillis from his show when he's like, every Eagles fan to the administration of the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And it's the guy on the phone. He's like, I'm going to come down there and fucking beat the shit out of you.
Shit out of you.
And I was like, dude, that's so fucking true.
100%, man. 100%. So, you know, it'll be an interesting week. Like I said, dude, I'm super stoked for everyone that's a Lions fan because it's been 32 years, dude.
Yeah. That's like, that's what I said, man. Like, when the Cubs were in the, I was, yeah, dude, you, come on,
if
Cubs.
If you rooted against the Cubs, you're a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think even people who are fan, I forget who the Cubs beat, of that team, whatever that team was, were like, man, it's going to suck to lose because who knows when we'll get this chance again.
Yeah.
But to lose to these guys, I wouldn't.
Lose to the Cubbies? Come on.
Yeah. It's like, dude, if I was the pitcher that threw the ball, like the fastball or whatever, to Barry Bonds when he broke the record.
Yeah.
You don't think I would walk to home plate and shake his hand?
Right? 100%.
Like, I mean, fuck. So, you know, you're welcome, I guess. I don't.
Yeah.
Because I threw a big juicy one. My bad.
Yeah.
I probably just lost like a few, you know, negotiating points on my contract next year. But
yeah, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, there's neat things that take place with sports, but.
Of course.
I think that is what's interesting about it, though, is from our perspective and from my perspective, and some people will disagree and they look at it like you can't watch anything that is sports or on TV or whatever because it's all fake and or you're somehow like part of the system or whatever. You're just a grifter. I don't whatever the fuck.
Whatever they say. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know enough about the occult or whatever it is.
Yeah. Dude, listen, that shit, you know, it has power if you let it have power. Yeah. I don't fucking participate in the halftime show, the pre fucking whatevers, none of that. I turn on the game when football starts.
Yeah. For entertainment purposes only. That's
it. Yeah. You know, you can consume it and let it consume you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on my t-shirt.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there are some cool characters within the realm of football, right?
Like, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he's been very outspoken about being anti-vax. And Aaron Hernandez was a murderer and a closeted homosexual. One of the coolest things, I think, honestly, though, this season has been C.J. Stroud.
O.J.
Stroud. So C.J. Stroud is a rookie.
I meant O.J., the football player.
Yeah, that was great.
Also murderer.
That happened in 1995, dude. There's actually a really good 30 for 30 about because that day, 1995, when OJ went on the run in his fucking Bronco.
Yeah.
There was a lot of different like sports things happening, like big news things.
Yeah. And that was the day they announced in the newspaper that a civil court, which is really the only court there really is.
Yeah.
Had unanimously agreed and awarded Dr. Martin Luther King's estate, millions of dollars, all saying that, yes, he was murdered by a conspiracy of state, local, and federal agents.
Yeah.
To have him assassinated. They said, yes, the evidence is here. They deserve money.
Yeah.
That was in the back of the newspaper. Like,
hey, look at OJ, everybody.
It was like OJ's trial. It was. Yeah. I don't know if it was the day that he was running. It was during his trials.
Yes, it was during. Yeah, it was during that portion of the trial leading up to. It was. I think it was during deliberations.
Yeah,
when that came out.
Yeah.
So, like a lot of cool stories, a lot of cool shit. You know, a lot of fucking really dumb shit. A lot of guys beating the shit out of women. You know, a lot of guys just doing shit they shouldn't be doing. But there's this rookie this season, CJ Stroud. He's the quarterback of the Houston Texans. Young kid, also into his faith. I don't think that the media has talked about him much because of that as well. As a matter of fact, yeah. NBC fucking cut out a portion of his post-game interview that got them the win that got them into the playoffs. You know, on the field immediately after the game, you know, reporters come out sticking fucking mics in your face and shit.
Isn't he the one who's from Ranch Cucamonga?
I believe so.
Or is that Jordan Love?
Or no, it might be Jordan Love.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I think Jordan Love.
Yeah, because he went to Ranch Cucamonga High School, and I was like, damn, I know exactly. I know. We fucking played them.
Right. But CJ Stroud, anytime he talks to the media, he always says, first and foremost, I want to give all thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, none of this would be possible. And then he goes on to talk about whatever they want to talk about. Well, NBC cut that out, right?
Yeah, what was that about?
Dude? Well, dude, because the thing is, you know, when we talk about ritualistic type shit that the media does or the NFL does, any mention of God, Jesus Christ, your faith, Lord, whatever, there's all these little fucking hot button words that they don't want to hear. Now, you can go out there and talk shit about Trump, white people, Palestine, you name it. As long as it's part of the official media-driven narrative, like, they won't censor you. But once you step out of that, even just a little bit, like CJ Stroud apparently has done, they'll censor you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is, and so this is what I think we need to actually ask, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, everyone knows what an NPC is, right?
Right, right.
Okay. The Matrix is littered with them.
Yes, they're everywhere. They're on the road. That's where traffic comes from.
they're window lickers.
Yes.
Okay? They're non-playable characters.
Yeah.
I almost wonder, you've seen probably some of this stuff that's been in the news lately, and we'll kind of wrap it here because I think my wife needs help.
Okay.
I'm with the kiddo. Of like these robotic like style movies and shows that are coming out about AI and
the creator
AI realizing it can be more. It wants to be more.
Yeah.
So like I kind of wonder if sometimes like NPCs start to be like start to deprogram themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to get out of the Matrix.
They want to be a real boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. God damn it, dude.
And I say that because of like moments like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's say that CJ Stroud is not a hooligan aboard the Nebuchadnezzar. He's an NPC.
Okay.
Okay, let's just say. You're telling me that like his program is supposed to support the thing that is against the ruler of this world? You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
yeah,
it
right,
just doesn't
right.
make sense.
Right.
So I wonder if he's more of starting to deprogram himself
He's
through
like,
different
he's,
ways.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah, for sure. Because the NPC thing is... Dude, we could talk about this all day because you see it like when you're out and about, right? And you're like, what is this fucking person doing? And you're watching someone like try to fucking put a watermelon in like one of those, you know, produce bags. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? Just put it in your shopping cart. You know what I mean? Like shit like that, dude. And you're like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't understand. And
dude, it's okay. All right. This is why I think truthfully, deep down, you and I love the 90s.
Of course.
Right? But here's why. The digital age wasn't here yet.
Right.
We saw
still
the transition.
All analog. Yeah.
We're all analog. We saw the transition. NPCs didn't exist.
No.
Until the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Because even if you were to
in the fucking Matrix, dude.
Here's a good experiment. And you'll be able to find NPCs, especially when you're out on the road, because I'm convinced that they just throw motherfuckers in cars, kind of like the Truman Show, right? When he's like, yeah. Oh, gotta go to work. And they're like, oh, fuck, traffic. We gotta get there. And they all go out and like pull into traffic, right? The next time you're on the road and someone in front of you is driving like a complete fucking dumbass, right? 10 under, or they're swerving, or whatever it is, right? Just pull next to them and look at them. That's it. The whole experiment is to just look over at them. Or if you're at a stop sign or a stoplight, look at the people around you. And if everyone is just like stoic, straightforward looking, not adjusting their radio, not like scratching their nose, whatever. Or
like, they're like this.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of fucking normal tics that people have when they're just hanging out in their car, whether it's bobbing their head to music or laughing because of a fucking something they heard on the radio or talking to someone on the phone. If they're not doing shit, that's a fake person.
That's a fake person.
It's an NPC, dude. I can almost guarantee it.
If you pulled out a gun and just it'd go right
allegedly. Allegedly. Like, fictitiously.
Like right. No, in a video game, yeah.
In a video game, yes. That's yeah, well, dude, because it's just like when you're in GTA, right? And like you're walking down the street and there's a guy that like bumps into you. And he's like, watch where you're fucking going. Yeah. And then turns around like nothing's happening. And you're like, that wouldn't happen in real life. You yeah. know what I mean? But if you're walking down the street today, like you bump into someone, someone might say that. And yeah. then the rest of their reaction, like especially if you confront them, is completely unhinged. And it's because they don't know how, like that programming is missing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's this funny story about this kid who was at a grocery store. And this dude, I guess, was being all weird. And the kid was like 14. Kid called him a fucking NPC. And the guy got so mad that he stabbed the kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember that story.
Yeah, we might have talked about it real quick on the show. But, dude, NPCs are a fucking real thing. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Anytime you go to the grocery store and someone has a cart full of shit and the 10 items are less, that's an NPC. 100%.
The ones that don't return their carts.
The ones that leave their fucking carts behind someone else's car.
Oh, my God. You just fucking walk. Robot.
Just fucking walk there, dude. It's right there.
Robot.
Just you already walked by once.
What did Mr. Anderson call?
What was it? Like filth?
Yeah.
Rodents?
You rodents, filth, or whatever.
Infestation or whatever.
Smelling. And I was like, yeah.
Smell you.
Those are NPCs he's talking about.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And they're everywhere. You see them on the news. They read you the news. Yeah. Yeah. That's why anybody who goes, the economy under Biden is growing and strengthening. Our jobs report is great. NPC. You can't say that with a straight face.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Make sure to get out and vote this November. Your vote matters.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Those are ones. Those are not fake. Those are not real humans.
Yeah. Here's tell them.
Here's the thing, though. Because we got to wrap it here. I'm convinced that there are people, who are deprogramming themselves. I think it's happening at a pretty high rate right now. And I know we kind of talked a lot about sports and stuff on this one because, you know, it's the playoffs for the football. So big rituals are on the horizon.
They are afoot.
Obviously, we'll be covering those too. Yeah. But it's crazy that some people get so wrapped up in the entertainment aspect of it that then they can't figure out that
it's fake, dude.
It's fake,
dude.
Like, let me say this. Arguably everything we've ever seen on TV is fake.
100%.
Everything. Yeah. Everything could be. Everything that you've ever seen on the TV could 100% just be fake.
Yep.
Right? You cannot validate it in any way. So, when I found out when I was younger that wrestling was fake, I was like, damn, like it sucked at first, right? It was like getting fucking lied to about Santa Claus all over again.
I mean, I didn't have that bad of a reaction.
Well, no, I like, but mine for Santa Claus, like I was old enough to be like, oh, okay, it's all.
Yeah, good. You just grow out of it.
It was like, sucks. Right. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right, it's confirmed, but.
Right.
Same thing with wrestling.
Yeah.
So I know that. Like, why would I not assume that the professional sports that are on TV are also faked for my entertainment?
Exactly.
But there's adults that can't handle that.
No, and they get very upset when you talk to them about, like, you know, like going back to that post where I said they're overrated. People are like, you're mad. I'm like, I'm not. I'm literally not, dude.
I'm not saying Stone Cold is better than The Rock. I just think
I just have a different viewpoint, dude. And listen, like, dude, I was at a point when I was younger that it, whatever it was, whether it was wrestling, whether it was football, whatever, if my team lost, it would ruin my day for a few days. But then it got to the point, dude, when once you realize, like, these motherfuckers don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and then you have kids.
Dude, and I have, yeah, it was once, pretty much once I had kids, dude. Because it's like, I hate when people go, oh, fucking McCaffrey's my hero. First of all, you're a grown up. If you're a child and you're watching someone do some shit like that on the football field, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're a grown up and you're like obsessed with other grown men, you know, beyond their skill level, it's kind of gross, dude.
Oh. Okay. You know? I was, and like, I mean,
No. Like,
Wayne
when
Simmons is like one of my hockey.
No.
He's
yeah,
just
but
a
it's
hockey.
But it's because of the skill factor, right? Like, you're just not. Like, if I was to say that guy's a shitty dad, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Could,
but he's a hell of a hockey player.
He could be, yeah.
There are people.
I wouldn't say it to his face. He'll fuck. Jesus. He's like such a scary man to fight.
But there are people who will get, like, shaking mad and like, angry cry because you said that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like one of Sam's rules of the Ronin. Don't defend anybody you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I say.
Especially a gladiator.
Right, dude. If I say some shit about a guy and it sounds personal and you get upset, like, dude, you're lost. You're not aboard the Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the grown-ups that act like that, dude. Like, if someone walked by with a Russell Wilson jersey and I was like, gay, and they wanted to fight me, like... You've crossed a line, buddy. You know what I mean? You're going to fight me for another grown man that you don't know? You know what I mean? Like, it's a little much.
It's weird.
But
yeah.
Listen, dude, I wear football jerseys.
Yeah, me too.
Because I enjoy the players themselves and their stats and what they've accomplished on the football field. Outside of that, you know, if they've done some bad shit, I'm sorry. If they've done some good shit, cool. Great for them.
Also cool.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta wrap it here.
For sure.
I was gonna ask Boy another question, but I gotta get little man there. But let's end the show with a question. Type it in the comments. I didn't read last week, so I'll read them next time we record. Here's the question for everybody leaving the show tonight. Yes, we've covered it. Sports are fixed. You get it. You get our why. You get our perspective. For everyone. In the comments, listening to this, if you watch Gladiators like us,
hell yeah,
it's okay if you do. Who is the greatest athlete of all time?
So I don't any sport.
Any sport.
Ooh, that's a good question.
The
dude.
Greatest athlete of all time okay. That we like, and don't be like Achilles. I'm like, no, okay,
yeah. Greek hero Achilles. Wars. Yeah, yeah. So we're talking. Olympic athletes, we're talking basketball, football, baseball.
Yes.
Okay. I have an answer, but I'm going to save it for the next time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's
I'm gonna
it.
Write it down.
Awesome. Hooligans, thank you so much. Your question to answer in the comment section at the end of this episode, scroll to the bottom, leave the comment, and it's 4-star or 5-star or 6-star for review.
Yeah.
Who is the greatest
7 stars
athlete of all time?
Yeah, and Lightning McQueen doesn't count.
Yeah, just put gladiator in quotation marks.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you guys and gals next week. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
Take care.